Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, April the 4th, 2023. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the continuing outrage over a documentary series by Al Jazeera alleging high-level corruption in the trading of gold in Zimbabwe and money laundering, with the government today announcing it has opened an investigation and promising stiffer consequences for anyone found guilty. We will also talk about the arraignment of former U.S. President Donald Trump following his indictment by a grand jury on a slew of charges in New York. This is the first time a current or former president of the United States has been charged with a criminal offense. Mr. Trump will appear in a Manhattan court in New York this afternoon. As we speak, he is technically under arrest. But for now, let's talk Zimbabwe and the explosive gold mafia documentary. Information Minister Monica Mutsangwa today finally issued a government response to the gold mafia documentary series by Al Jazeera, which implicates a number of gold traders, one of them a convicted criminal. The documentary features President Emmerson Mnangagwa's special envoy, Hubert Angel, and his right-hand man, Ricky Doolan, who both appear to implicate their boss, Mr. Mnangagwa, saying they can launder millions of dollars with his blessings. Lee Chonanjani, Zimbabwe Omuhle, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngokwebiwa kwegolide leZimbabwe kanye lokungeniswa kwemali elizweni ngaphandle komthetho, okuthiwa yi-money laundering ngesiNgisi. Ingeniswa yilabo abalobudlelwano lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, njengalokho okuphume kufilimu ye-Al Jazeera elesihloko esithi Gold Mafia. Ngemva kokuzithulela okwamaviki amathathu phezu kwalolu daba, uhulumende usethembise ukuthatha amanyathelo. Umphathintambo obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko, unkosikazi Monica Mtswangwa, utshele intatheli zindaba namuhla ukuthi amapholisa asephenya lolu daba njalo. Uthe labo abaphuma kufilimu le abazatholakala belamacala bazajeziswa. Sizaphatha njalo udaba lukamnumzana Donald Trump, yena owake waba ngumongameli weMelika, ozamiswa enkantolo namuhla esetheswa amacala atshiyeneyo. Kwaziwayo batereri beStudio 7, nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection, tiri kutarisa nyaya yekubiwa kwegoridhe reZimbabwe neuori unotyisa uho wa huri kubudiswa nefilimu reAl Jazeera rinonzi Gold Mafia. Firimu iri rinobata vanhu vakawanda vanoshanda nehurumende yeZimbabwe, uye vanoti vanotyidzana nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa. Gurukota rinoona nekufambiswa kwemashoko amai Monica Mtsangwa vauza vatori venhau kuHarare nhasi kuti mapurisa ava kuferefeta nyaya iyi, uye vanoti vese vachabatwa nemhosva vacharangwa zvakaipisisa. Tichabata zvakare nyaya yekumiswa pamberi pedare kwavaDonald Trump, avo vakambova mutungamiri weAmerica. VaTrump vachamiswa mudare reManhattan kuNew York nhasi vachipomerwa mhosva dzakasiyana-siyana, kunova kwekutanga munhoroondo yeAmerica kuti akambova mutungamiri kana kuti mutungamiri wenyika amiswe pamberi pedare. Back in Harare, addressing the gold mafia expose this afternoon, Minister Mtsangwa said, quote, government takes the allegations raised in the documentary series seriously, adding, any person found to have engaged in acts of corruption, fraud, or any form of crime will face the full wrath of the law. Here she is.
Government takes note of a documentary titled Gold Mafia, which purports to expose a network of alleged money laundering in gold smuggling in Zimbabwe. Government takes the allegations which are raised in this documentary seriously and has directed relevant organs to institute investigations into the issues raised therein. Any person found to have engaged in acts of corruption, fraud, or any form of crime will face the full wrath of the law. Government takes this opportunity to reaffirm its commitment to upholding local and international laws, including laws relating to financial transactions, the trade of gold, and the other precious minerals of our country. Boastful behavior and name dropping by some personalities featured in the documentary, seeking personal gain and glory, should never be taken as an enunciation of government policy. Government remains seized with the matter.
That was Zimbabwe Information Minister Monica Mutsvangwa addressing a press conference in Harare earlier today. Elsewhere, former U.S. President Donald Trump will this afternoon be arraigned before a court in Manhattan, New York, on a number of criminal offenses related to hush money he allegedly paid to a porn star to buy her silence as Mr. Trump pursued his presidential bid in 2016. As said already, this is the first time a current or former U.S. president is being charged with a criminal offense. This has divided Americans, with some in support, while others argue it sets a wrong precedent. Here is VOA's Arash Arabasadi reporting.
Clear skies above a Manhattan courthouse where former President Donald Trump is expected later to face criminal charges. The streets are packed with news media from around the world as Trump becomes the first former president in American history to be indicted. The specific charges against Trump are not yet known but relate to a so-called hush money payment for an alleged extramarital affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels. Daniels says Trump paid her to stay quiet about the story during his 2016 presidential campaign. Trump denies all charges. The former president on Monday arrived at his New York City skyscraper ahead of Tuesday's expected surrender. He was greeted by protesters and supporters alike. New York's Mayor Eric Adams issued a simple order to the forming crowds.
Control yourselves. New York City is our home, not a playground for your misplaced anger.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office will unseal the charges in the indictment after Trump's surrender. Trump is expected to be released later Tuesday and return to Florida, where he's expected to frame his indictment as a rallying cry for his 2024 presidential bid. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Thank you there, Arash Arabasadi, reporting for VOA from New York. Again, as we speak, technically, Mr. Trump is under arrest after handing himself over to the New York police. This afternoon, Sikhulumanje ubaba uDonald Trump, avakambo amtungamiri weAmerica, usebotshiwe usemapholiseni Sikhulumanje. Okay, let's take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Kwabasanda Kusukuma, this is Live Talk, The Connection, and we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, voandebele.com, voashona.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. Now to discuss these very important matters, we are joined, first of all, by Mr. Stephen Sarkozy Chuma, youth spokesperson of the opposition CCC. We'll talk to him while we wait for other guests. Mr. Sarkozy, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you, Mungamimi. Thank you. Greetings, Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. We saw earlier Mr. Sarkozy, Minister Monica Mutsangwa, vowing stiffer action against anyone featured in the Al Jazeera gold smuggling and gold mafia documentary who will be found guilty of any offense. What's your take?
The history of corruption in this country under ZANU-PF administration since 1980 is very clear. We know what happened in the late 80s when we talk about the Willow Field Gate scandal. Zvino zvikamwa zviri pachena. Vanhu vakaba hakuna kana vanhu vakaenda kujere. Tinoziva zvakaitika. Vamugabe pacha vakataura nyaya $15 billion. Hakuna kana vanhu zvakaenda kujere. Tozouya panyari ino iri kutaurwa ye gold mafia. Umwe wacho anonzi Henereta Rushwaya akatobatwa negoridhe re6 kg paairport Robert Gabriel Mugabe International Airport. Vakatozosungwa ndimajournalist vakabudisa nyaya vanahope uchiono. Nanhasi ari kufamba madiro. Nhasi zvendiye the same person watiri kuona nekuti ihama yava Munangagwa. Ende vamunangagwa mudocumentary yegold mafia vari kutotaurwa nemamafia acho kunzi aiwa wanzi waenda kuna number one kurova Munangagwa. Zvinhu zvachonaka. So handizivi kuti uyowo mukadzi uyo mai Mutsangwa simba racho anorwana kupi nekuti kana iye Munangagwa vamunangagwa varivo vakuru vegold mafia kuzotivavo mai vanga vachingotaurawo zvavo ndiye atingati PR stand pachirungu kureva kuti no, she was just joking because the people of Zimbabwe are angry. The people of Zimbabwe are not happy because the national case is being looted by a few elites. So we know that ZANU-PF ya pererwa takaona the spokesperson wa Munangagwa George Charamba achitaura kuti no sungai ma journalists wasanyora nyaya iyoyo arrest them. So kana vava kutaura va pressure yakungobva kuvanhu. So what is clear is that when Munangagwa spokesperson says no, anyone who dares to talk about corruption in this country, anyone who dares to talk about the documentary by Al Jazeera must be arrested, it is clear that the head, which is Emmerson Munangagwa, doesn't want this issue to be spoken about. So we know it's a PR stunt.
Asi Sarkozy kana Minister Mutsangwa vachiti there'll be reckoning for anyone featured in that documentary. Takaona va Angel, vana Dulan, and all those featured, vana Patton. Kana vachiti, Minister vachiti, there'll be accountability. We saw some of them alleging kuti vari kushanda na va Munangagwa. Saka, when the minister says there will be accountability for anyone featured in that documentary, who will be found guilty. Avarevi kuti naivo vamunanga gwacho vakawanikwa vaine mhosva. Vacharangwa here?
That's why I said it's difficult for Monica Mchangwa to say anyone who will be found guilty, because that's a PR stand. That's a PR stand like a spokesperson of the government. What is clear is that Monica Mchangwa, she's there by appointment by Mnangagwa. We've seen what's happening in ZANU-PF. We've seen the issues of corruption. Including here in Rushwaya, Akabatwa, Asana, Boraga, and Masoka, and Siwan. Kozoita unokuba mari yekovhidhi obhadhaivo yanga ari minista nhasi ari kuti akambotraiwa here. So tinoziva system yezanu kuti they protect each other. Vanhu vari inocent vakafanana navasikala ndovanongotongwa chete kana kuti vanogaiswa mujerezero vasina mhosva. Tozoziva kuti kuzanu itori system, it's a culture, nekuti munhu anopa vanongomuisawo paside zve 2 minutes odzokawo rewardiwa. Onai vashava vanga vari panguva yerhingi ye our foreign minister, Wangawari Pangua, you know, the scandal. Yes, there's a lot of what was done to know. You were changed up with a woman, a spokesperson, only a foreign minister, which saw a year, baby, the corruption. So, those is ZANU-PF, you know, to relate cows, higher corruption. So, that's what Mchangwa Rukota or Semunari Pabasa, for spokesperson of government. But I can tell you, I was going to fight out to Allah and Bab, what to do, I was far as Utah Munica. I was a good Italiano, she has a sugar, I said, never number one or two of them, but a government official, a kind of Jera can pick up on the corruption. This is on the record, and you know that.
Thank you there, Mr. Sarkozy, Siabonga, and please do stay on the line. Now we are joined by Mr. Regis Charumbira of the ruling ZANU-PF. Va Charumbira, tino kugamuchira muchirongo. Va Charumbira, muri kundinzwa? Hello, Mr. Charumbira, can you hear me? There seems to be a bad connection there with Mr. Charumbira. We will try to reconnect with him. Indeed, Jokere Kwamuri, Va Sarkozy, Sarkozy limzwile ngu isikhulumeli sabasakhulayo kubandla le-CCC. Uyasola uthi yena lanxa nje umphathi ntambo obona ngokwethula kwembiko unkosikazi Monica Mchangwa ethembisa ukuthi abaphume kudocumentary ya Al Jazeera abafana labo Hubert Angel, oDulane, oPatton, abaphuma kuleyo documentary bezitshaya isifuba ngokuthi bayakwanisa ukwenza imisebenzi yenkohlakalo, ukwenza i-money laundering, ukungenisa imali ngaphandle komthetho eZimbabwe. Uthi bonke abaphuma kuleyo documentary bazabanjwa ngesandla somthetho esilukhuni, ngoba uthi uMonica Mchangwa amapholisa aseqalisile ukuphenya lolu daba. We have Mr. Charumbira again on the phone now. Mr. Charumbira, can you hear me now? Va Charumbira, muri kundinzwa? Mr. Charumbira? Mr. Charumbira, muri kundinzwa here? I think let's just drop him and get another guest. Bengisakhuluma ngokuthi uSarkozy yakhuluma lapho ukuthi hayi lanxa ethembisa umphathi ntambo wobona ngokwethulwa kwembiko ukuthi abantu bazabotshwa, uSarkozy uthi akakukholwa lokho ngoba bonabo abathi bazabopha abanye yibo abenza imisebenzi yenkohlakalo ephathelane lokwebiwa kwegolide kanye le-money laundering. Va Sarkozy, ndidzokere kwamuri. Muri kuti zviri kutaurwa namai Mchangwa hapana chichaitika apa. Asi imimi seCCC, you are the main opposition. Chii chamuri kuita panyaya? Because Tikuona dai kuri kune dzimwe nyika dai ma opposition achitoisa pressure befa kumfuto. Asi vamwari uchema-chema nekuti besides kungonyunyuta pama social media apa hapana zvamuri kuita se-TCC.
Isusu se-TCC tribato remacitizens kureva kuti zvirongwa zvedu zvose zvinotanga zvaenda kumacitizens choronga hatingoti chamuka nyama. Meaning to say we plan, we organize and we mobilize. Nyaya yedocumentary ine yekutibata asingaiti makazviona takabva tatochinja mandini malanguages both the documentaries in English but we translated it into the official languages of Zimbabwe to make sure that each and everyone anonzwisisa kuti nyaya yecorruption yakashatirei uye kuti vari kubira nyika ndo anani izvozvo ndo zvatakakwanisa kuitika so far but beyond that pane zvatiri kuita we are engaging macitizens a grassroots, and I can tell you that be prepared for a massive, massive action. And the chitaura kudai musiwa 18 April, you know, Independence Day, ma citizens edu ariku diaspora anonzwisisa kuti nyika ino inofanira kufamba sei. Vakatotanga kuseta pace musiwa 18 April vachange vari paembassy yeku UK United Kingdom, which demonstrate that no, so it was a good thing when you come as Nakunaka. I saw Kuno Kumusha, Kusimbabwe, but it's a Kirkuruka, Sikurpa, and put around up to a Lamanga, who are good try to block a democratic space, or other countries, demonstration, Largo Bano, as Panya Ebua Kunsu, when you can't tell me Lamanga, Panya Ebua Kunsu, when you can't tell me Likana Pulisa, what Panya is Kamba. Chikungoti isusu kana takopedza chete nevagari vakatiudza kufamba sei zvinova zvinhu zvatichaita in the next few weeks what the space Zimbabwe isu tiripo pakumiririra zvido zvevagari zvido zvemacitizens saka naizvozvo we can tell you that there is something massive that that is going to come in the next few weeks.
Siyabonga, and please do stay on the line. Atembisa lapho usakhozi kuthi mhlaka 18 April ziyakhala e-UK lapho abasekeli be-TCC abazatshengisela khona esigodlweni someli weZimbabwe khona ngale ngaseNgilandi. And now we are joined by a human rights lawyer, Mr. Kenneth Masiye. He's joining us from the great state of Texas here in the United States. Mr. Masiye, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Yeah, thank you very much, and it's good to be here.
Thank you so very much, as always. We saw the government of Zimbabwe today, Mr. Masiye, responding officially for the first time to the alleged high-level corruption alleged by the Al Jazeera documentary, Gold Mafia. The Minister of Information, Monica Mtsangwa, says government has opened an investigation and she is promising stiffer penalties against those who will be found guilty. What's your take?
Yeah, I think, you know, the government stance is something that they should have done, you know, way back. This documentary has been in the public domain for a while. But if indeed they are going to investigate, as they allude in the statement, then that is a welcome development. Because what we saw is something that is totally unacceptable, something that you don't expect to happen in a democratic you know, society. But we know Zimbabwe as we know it. Some of these things, especially when it comes to investigations, they are just all talk without action. So if they have put that letter in the public domain and they say that's what they're going to do, we're going to hold them by their word.
And the president himself has been implicated, you know, by those, some of the characters in this documentary, they've been featured saying they can launder money with the blessings of the president. What does the minister mean when she says everyone featured in that documentary or implicated in that documentary will be made to account if found guilty? Does that involve the include the president?
Well, I think that letter basically is just something, like this is my personal opinion, something that probably they have to say it in the public domain, because this issue not only affects Zimbabwe, the government, it affects the country in the region, sub-region, and also internationally, because here there are issues of money laundering. So basically, I think they just had to put out that letter with that stiffer language. But as we know, the president was implicated in that documentary. And we also know that in terms of the constitution, the president cannot be either investigated or even prosecuted while he is sitting. So we have to see the veracity or the seriousness of the government based on what they said, whether they are going to investigate, and also whether they are going to make efforts to at least bring this issue into parliament if the president was involved in this, that an impeachment could happen, and the ZANU-PF can, you know, the MPs could probably do that. But that is something that probably is wishful thinking. But if they are serious, this issue has to go all the way into parliament. And if the president is implicated, an impeachment should come.
Mm-hmm. And now shifting gears, Mr. Masie, going to New York here in America. Former President Donald Trump is currently and technically under arrest after handing himself over to the police in New York. He's appearing in court today on a number of criminal charges. And this is the first time this has ever happened to a former or current U.S. president. Is the rule of law being observed here, or is a political witch hunt, as Mr. Trump says?
Basically, I would like to err on the fact that the rule of law at play here, because Mr. Trump had enormous powers when he was still in president, when he was still the president, and for him to be indicted in New York on charges that happened before he was president, and them being executed now, it actually shows how strong the legal systems are in America here. And it also shows how independent these institutions are, that they actually can indict a former president to come and answer certain allegations. So to me, in as much as there might be some elements of politics, I would want to think that this actually shows that there are strong institutions that can actually take cases all the way and prosecute even the former president.
Thank you. Thank you there, Mr. Masie. And please do stay on the line as we take a caller here. Mlaleli Mtereri Magadi Enyu.
Tiripo Magadiku.
Tiripo Edu Mapina Mchirongo Aitai Gaga. Vatampu Ariku Miswa Pamberi Pedare Nasu ya ku Zimbabwe uko. Government iri kuti chaferefeta nyaya kubiwa kwe gold. Tipe ufungwa zenyu pachidimbu.
Government yedi mitro yaona kumbonaka vanoda kungorya iwo chete pachao ipapa ndivo vari kubatwa nenyaya dzemhosva dzese dziri kuitika izvi. After that, ipapa muchaona kuti pachashaikwa kana munhu achasungwa kana kuita sei. Vanongosungwa chete vanhu veopposition navamwe vanhu vanenge vasingasapoti ZANU-PF ndovanongoenda kumajere. Saka inini hangu zvinoitwa negovernment yedu hazvina kutonaka. Izvezvizvi tiri kungorarama senhapwa muno muSouth Africa, ivo vachingotora gold vachingodya vachiita zvoti Zimbabwe yacho itakishopu yavo. Hazvina kunaka zvavanoita izvozvo.
Thank you there, caller. Tinotenda mutereri, siyabonga kakulu. And unfortunately, we gotta leave it there. We are out of time. That brings us to the end of our show, and would like to say thank you very much to our guests tonight, Mr. Stephen Sarkozy Chuma, CCC Youth Spokesperson, as well as human rights lawyer Kennedy Masie, based in Texas here in the United States. We also tried to get in touch with Register Mbira of ZANU-PF. He had promised to be on the show, but the phones were just too difficult to go through. I am your host, Tunga Milinkomo, Kuna Zimbabwe.